A court in Ecuador has ruled against U.S. oil giant Chevron for environmental damages caused in the Amazon region. This dates back to a case in the 1970s and 80s. It was actually Texaco, which the court says was responsible for the damages. But Chevron purchased the oil company Texaco and is now, as the court says, responsible for the case. And this case has been going on for 18 years. And finally, a judge has decided that there's a sentence of over $9 billion required to repair the damage. It is the largest damages award ever handed down in an environmental case. We, of course, know that there's a larger amount of money set aside, and that's the $20 billion that BP set aside for damages from the Gulf oil spill. But that wasn't awarded in a court case.
Right. That was voluntarily
set aside.
Up,
exactly. Yeah. Irene Caselli is reporting for the BBC in the Ecuadorian capital city of Quito. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, has Chevron actually admitted that the company they purchased, Texaco, is responsible for the damages that they're seeing in the waters of the rainforest?
Not at all. Chevron says that Texaco actually repaired the damage it created after it left the fields in 1990. So they are actually calling this judgment, yesterday's sentencing, illegitimate, and they're appealing.
All right, I'm going to read the statement from Chevron. Chevron says, the Ecuadorian court's judgment is illegitimate and unenforceable, is a product of fraud, and is contrary to the legitimate scientific evidence. Chevron will appeal this decision in Ecuador and intends to see justice prevails. United States and international tribunals already have taken steps to bar enforcement of the Ecuadorian ruling. Chevron does not believe today's judgment is enforceable in any court that observes the rule of law. I want to kind of judge this with you because initially this case was headed for federal courts in the United States. It was Chevron that asked that the case be moved back to Ecuador, and now they're arguing over the Ecuadorian judge's decision. I guess I'm not understanding, if they wanted it in Ecuador, why they're quibbling.
That's right. That's something that the plaintiffs are asking too, the plaintiffs' lawyers. This obviously, as you said, it's a huge case. It was first filed in November 1993 in New York and then moved 10 years later to this little jungle town in Ecuador's northeast called Lago Agrio. Now, the plaintiffs say if Chevron wanted to move it to Lago Agrio in the first time place, why are they now trying to bring it back to a whole lot of different international courts? And that's something that Chevron responds to by saying that they believe that courts in Ecuador are corrupted and that the plaintiffs are actually playing a role in trying to bribe the judge in charge of the case.
All right, I want to play for you a comment from Pablo Fajardo. He was lead lawyer for the plaintiffs. Here's what he had to say.
I think that this is a triumph of justice over Chevron's crime and economic power. This is a triumph of justice, a triumph of good, a triumph of life, a triumph of humanity over crime, over a company that created a great damage with its crimes committed here in Ecuador. We also recognize that this is not the last step. This is an important step. But we're going to appeal the sentence because we think that the damages awarded are not enough, considering the environmental damage caused by Chevron here in Ecuador.
That's Pablo Fajardo. He's the lead lawyer for the plaintiffs in the case. What he seems to be saying there is that they plan to appeal also because $9 billion doesn't come close to the amount they wanted.
That's right. A court-appointed expert a couple of years ago actually established the damages at $27 billion. And then that amount of money actually went up to $118 billion. That's obviously a huge amount. But that's what the plaintiffs were expecting to receive. So they're actually going to appeal as well. Now, there's something else, actually. The ruling, this is something actually quite strange, but the ruling says that if fails to publicly apologize for its actions within 15 days, the amount established, so $8.6 billion, will double will be the double. So it would be $16 billion that Chevron would have to pay if they fail to apologize.
Well, Irene, without getting into sort of the complicated issues of damages, what exactly is the court saying these damages are? We've been hearing reports of trying to repair the damage to the environment. And then, of course, there's the medical bills that many of the indigenous tribes have said they've had to pay, or even the loss of life. Are all of those things covered in this settlement?
They are. The plaintiffs initially claimed that Texaco, which, as you said, was then bought up by Chevron, polluted a large portion of the rainforest by spilling crude oil knowingly and dumping billions of gallons of toxic waste in the waterways used for fishing, bathing, and drinking. So the sentencing actually recognizes that and also recognizes the effects of that on people's health. So all the diseases that the plaintiffs have been talking about, such as cancer, respiratory problems, and skin diseases, they've all been recognized by the ruling.
Well, Irene, let me just ask you, in the statement from Chevron, they said United States and international tribunals already have taken steps to bar enforcement of the Ecuadorian ruling. Have we heard anything from the United States government in response to this? And is there a possibility that the U.S., this could become a diplomatic incident if the U.S. steps in?
Well, we haven't heard anything from either government, neither from the U.S. nor Ecuador. Obviously, if Ecuador tries to pursue this further to get Chevron to pay up, this might become a problem because Chevron does not have any assets in Ecuador. So the government would have to maybe step in then.
Irene Caselli, she's a reporter for the BBC in Ecuador. Thank you so much for joining us. What she's talking about is a decision from a judge in Ecuador asking Chevron to pay about $9 billion in damages because of oil spilt in the rainforest by the company Texaco. Chevron purchased Texaco, and Ecuador says they're now responsible for the damages. It is the largest damages award ever handed down in an environmental case so far.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.